This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis has signed a bill into law to allow RTD to raise more revenue and lower fares. Legislators are working to reform the transit agency over frustration after lost service and unfinished projects. Polis says the new law is part of an ongoing effort to improve RTD.
And these are some very important first steps that will help RTD really remove some constraints on them.
Separately, RTD has begun a fare equity analysis that could result in cheaper rides. Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn wants to defund public broadcasting and reintroduce the same two bills he's introduced every Congress since 2007. Lamborn is critical of PBS and NPR's reporting. Last year, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting received $475 million. NPR does not receive direct federal funds, but does get competitive grants from some federal agencies, and CPR receives some funding from CPB. National Weather Service recorded 15 tornadoes in Colorado over the weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist Kari Bowen says warm and cold air collided and created the perfect conditions for tornadoes, which are fairly common this time of year.
A lot of that stuff has moved off and transitioned eastward, so we are under a little bit drier of a pattern right now. So we're going to see mostly dry conditions today.
Denver's at 71 degrees, Colorado Springs 76, Vail 60. This is CPR News.